In the dimly lit shed, Beam sat in front of a glowing screen, lost in thought. His school day had just ended, and like a clockwork, he retreated to his sanctuary, filled with the hum of electronics. Known among his friends for his knack with technology, today he was on a quest for answers. Yet frustration crept in as he searched, yielded no results. The silhouette of his curly hair, untamed and rebellious, mirrored his persistent spirit. This moment, like many before, was not just solving another tech puzzle. It was about proving himself in a never-ending competition with his twin sister. Beam always led by his heart, quickly acted without much thought. His journey through friendship and duty was complicated, especially with his twin Bindi by his side. She was a constant reminder of the deep connections he valued and the wrongs he aimed to set right. He typed in the name, but the results came up blank. "Surely there must be something here," he muttered to himself. Taking a deep breath, Beam moved his fingers quickly over the keyboard. He was determined to uncover any leads in the vast online universe. "There's always a trace," he thought, "if you dig deep enough." A rumor circulated at school about Lee, a quiet kid, in Beam's class. Some said Lee was being picked on online, but no one knew who was doing it. Beam was good with computers and tried to find clues to help Lee. He felt like a detective as he clicked and searched, looking for evidence that he was being cyberbullied. Beam stumbled upon a forum which mentioned Lee. His eyes widened in shock as he read and then listened to the hurtful words. "No, this can't be real," Beam whispered, feeling disturbed. Despite his unease, he continued reading in search of any information that could help Lee. The more he read, the more suspicious he became that these mean messages were from someone at their school. He noticed that all the posts were made after school hours. "I need to save this," Beam thought, trying to take a screenshot, but it didn't work. The page was tricky to capture. Then suddenly, it vanished. "Bugger, who is behind this?" Beam realized the cyberbully must have observed his prying in real time. Whoever the bully was, they had hidden their actions with such skill and finesse that it left him both amazed and disturbed. "Slippery jerk," he thought to himself. "Now I can't even trace their identity." As Beam backtracked his search history, a mix of surprise and worry crept over him like a suffocating fog. How could someone be so cunning and devious? His pulse quickened as he realized the risk of underestimating this unknown adversary. He leaned back, rubbing his sore neck, and looked around his shed, feeling a bit spooked. He spotted a spider in the corner, wrapping a moth in its web. The sight of it made him shiver. He turned off his computer and stood up. "Lee needs my help, I'm sure of it."